The Rambam, in Perek Vav from Hilchos Beis Abchiva, Halacha Tesayin, paskins that Kedushas HaMikdash Yerushalayim is Kitchel Shaita V'Kisila Salavo. But Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that the first Kedusha, which was initiated by Kibush Yoshua, was cancelled by the time of the Churban, because the Kibush of Nebuchadnezzar canceled the Kibush of Yeshua. But when Ezra returned and sanctified the land, Kedusha Shniyah, the Ram says that is Olam Void. And that's what the Ram says, because the Kedusha Ezra was based on Chazakah, Sheikh Sikuba, and therefore that Chazakah remains forever. So just to read the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam says, again, in Perek Vav from Hilchos Beis Abchiva, V'lamani omer b'miktav Yerushalayim k'dusha rishona kitcha lasid lavo u'b'kdusha sha'a etzol inyin shviyas u'maisus u'kiyotzvim lo kitcha lasid lavo l'fi sh'kdusha samiktav Yerushalayim imnei ha'shchina u'shchina eina b'tela v'heyu omer v'ashimosi es miktasheichem v'omer chochomim afa pi sh'shomim im b'kdusha sh'nehem omdim. Avochir for Oritz Beshvius of Bemisus in the Elmeshu Kibus Rabbim, for Kemen Shanilkacha Oritz Miodehem, Bottle Hakibus, for Niftrum in Hatoira, Mimisus and Mishvius, Shan Enem in Eretz Israel, for Kemen Shaola Ezra, for Kitcher, Lo Kitcher Bekibus, Elabachazaka, Sheikh Sikubov, Lafikoch, Kom Mokum Sheikh Sikuba Oli Bovel, Miniscadis Bekdusha Ezra Hashnia, Hu makudish hayom afal pi shenilka chaaretz mimenu v'chayv b'shvius m'maisus al haderech shebiyanu b'hilchos truma. So the case of Mishnah is bothered. What's the difference between the Ram says that the kibush of Yeshua, which sanctified the land, was cancelled, but one kibush cancels another kibush of Nebuchadnezzar. But Ezra sanctified the land when he came with the permission of the king of Koresh. He settled the land, and that was through Chazakah, and the Chazakah is forever. So the Kesher Mishnah is, just like the Kibush was cancelled, so in time of Ezra, the Chazakah, since the land was taken away from us. What's the difference between Kibush and Chazakah? So the Rav explained that there's a difference between the Kedusha Rishona and the Kedusha Shniyah. The Rambam says that Kedusha HaMikdash, Rambam's opinion is that the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash can never be cancelled, because the Rambam says that the Kedusha is Menei HaShechina, V'Shechina Eina B'Tela La'olam. And therefore the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim is eternal. However, in the time of Yeshua, the Kedusha was through Kibush, and that Kibush was cancelled. So the Rav explained that in terms of Eretz Yisrael, the Mishnah says in Kalim, Esek Kedusha Shein, there are 10 degrees of Kedusha. And the highest Kedusha in the Mishnah is the Kedusha of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And then the Mishnah continues, you know, the different degrees, and then it says, Eretz Yisrael, Mekudoshes Mikol HaRatzos, because we bring from because we bring bikurim mishtei alechem, masha'ein mevi mechol haratzos. So the going is bothered. Why does it mention trumas ma'isrus? So the Rav explained that the Mishnah in Kalim is telling us all the degrees of kedusha relating to the Beis HaMikdash. And the most intense Kedusha is in the Kodesh Kodoshin. And then there's the Heichal, Lefnimen HaMizbeach, and the Heichal, and the Ulam, and so on, the Azara, all the different Kedushas related to the Beis HaMikdash, and then there's the Kedusha of the Chil, and the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, each one with different degrees of Kedusha. So the Rav said that mentions Eretz Yisrael in that Mishnah in Kalim, at the beginning of Kalim, because Eretz Yisrael also has a relationship to Mikdash. And that relationship is that we bring challah. We bring the omer and bikurim and shtei alechem, and all those halach, those that require havos makom, those have a relationship to mikdash, and there is therefore a relationship in a kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that spreads throughout Eretz Yisrael that's related to the mikdash, and that's reflected that we bring again omer and bikurim and shtei alechem. So the Rav said that there's a difference between Yehoshua's Kiddush and Ezra's. Ezra's Kiddush, when the Ram says, was through Chazakah, he doesn't only mean that they settled the land. Because Ezra, when he came back, the first thing he did was to build the Beis HaMikdash. And from the Beis HaMikdash, the Yishuv spread out throughout the area that Ezra settled. So the Kedusha of Mikdash that relates to Yisrael was the Makadosh of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore we come back to the principle that the Ram says that Kedusha of Mikdash is min ha-shechina v'shechina ein b'teila, and that dvara, so to speak, that dimension of Kedusha of Mikdash that in here is also in Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael and is reflected in the fact that we bring Bikurim and Shtei Lechem and Omer, that Kedusha which is with the one that Ezra instituted. And therefore, since it's related to Mikdash, and Kedushas Mikdash is Bnei HaShechina, therefore that Kedusha is eternal. Kitchel HaShaita v'kitchel HaSedlavo. But Yehoshua, when he conquered the land, he didn't build a base of Mikdash. The Mikdash was built much later. So the Kedushas Yehoshua was not posited on Kedushas Mikdash. So that Kedusha, which was based on Kibush, could be canceled. And it was only when Ezra came back after the Churban, 70 years later, rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, and he settled the land and sanctified it, he did it through the instrumentality of building Mikdash. And Mikdash is a Kedusha Shechina, She'ena B'Teila Olam. And therefore, Kedushas Ezra, when he was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, that's forever. Just like the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash is forever.